Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. And we have a few questions for him. Number one, what was your first job, Chris?
My first job was actually sorting papers for my dad here at Treasure Island. So back then, we were in West Acres, down in the basement. And he would have so much business happening, so many deals going on, that he'd have all these different papers everywhere around his desk. And I wanted to hang out with Dad and help him somehow. And so he'd say, okay, Chris, go through and pick up all these different papers over here, and then I want you to alphabetize them. And so I would do that based on the name of whoever the person was that sent the invoice or the paper, and I'd get them into stacks, and then I'd put them into folders that had that person's name on it. So I could save him a lot of time and make sure that everything was organized and sorted by date. And so, yeah, that's how I got started. I think I was probably maybe 6 or 7 years old back when I was sorting papers for my dad.
Did you get paid doing it or not?
Yeah, he would give me, you know, a couple bucks to go play some video games over at Pirate's Den, because we had Pirate's Den in the mall back then, and so the big arcade games where you could pop the quarters in. And but yeah, I spent a lot of time playing video games, and that's how I got so smart.
You just made the Galaga sound when you die. You did that.
Well, that's good.
How do you make money with gold?
So the way that we make money with gold, a lot of people think that we buy gold when it's a low price and then we sell it when it's a higher price. But that's not what we do. That would actually be called speculating. And we don't speculate at all. What we do is we purchase gold from refineries and mints and other people who have gold or silver that they want to sell. And when we do it, we simultaneously sell it in a paper market, and that's called a hedge. So if I buy gold for $1,300, if I buy 100 ounces of gold for $1,300, I'll simultaneously sell 100 ounces of gold for $1,300 on paper on a market like the COMEX. And then the price of gold, if it's going up or it's going down, I'm protected from that movement in price. And so where we make our money is what we call it's on the spread. So if we have, say, a 10-ounce gold bar and the price of gold is $1,300, I might be buying gold at $10 per ounce over the price of gold, and then I'm selling it for $20 over the price of gold. So I'm making $10 on a $13,000
bar. Profit, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a lot of profit. The gold industry is very, very competitive at our level because our major business is wholesale. So we distribute gold all over the country. And so we have a very, very thin profit margin, and it requires us to manage the risk and to hedge and use derivatives and different instruments. So it's pretty complicated. Not a lot of people know how to do it that way.
What is the coolest thing you've bought or sold or found from a metal detector at Treasure Island?
Well, the coolest thing that we've bought or sold, man, it's been so many things.
Or found.
Well, my dad has found ancient Celtic gold coins. He found a Roman gold signet ring that was used by a Roman official to stamp a wax seal for the envelopes that he would send to other people. So my dad has a gold ring with a wax seal, or with a signet ring that is used for stamping. My dad has found a papal bulla in a ancient Roman battlefield in England. And so that was a big lead seal that the Pope would use to seal a communication that he was sending somewhere else to some other country. And so my dad found one of those buried in the ground.
It was lead?
Yeah, it's a lead seal. It was lead, yep.
Yeah, it's
painted
poisonous.
Lead. Yeah, lead is, yeah, you got to watch out for lead. So he's found lots of cool stuff, and we buy all kinds of cool things. Right now we have two sterling silver elephants with real ivory tusks.
I want an elephant.
That they're probably 20 or 30 years old, but they're big silver elephants, and we're trying to figure out what to do with them because they're worth some money.
And that was multimedia kidtrepreneur Otis and his Kids in Capitalism KidCast. To listen to other KidCasts, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit DeadwoodLodge.com. That's DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping. And here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to...
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.